So I've written for years straight, decades straight, every single day, idea, idea, idea. It's my greatest form of self-entertainment, is to come up with ideas and write. A lot of the time nothing happens, sometimes they do. But I've always kept this discipline of just writing every day, and it's kind of like a... Well, it's all writers say that. They say you've got to write every day, it's a muscle and you've got to exercise it. But not many writers say you've actually got to rest. Not many people have said, rest. And so I've always done it, and I haven't rested. And it is my favourite form of entertainment. And so I just keep going. Why not? I heard a comic recently, though, say, nah, you've actually got to rest it. It's a muscle. You actually have to rest it. So there's writers say, yeah, you got to use it every day. You got to exercise it. It's a muscle. But they don't actually say, yeah, it's a muscle and it needs to be rested as well. So for the last week or so, I've been not writing, which is, for me, is a first. And so all of a sudden, I'm just living life rather than viewing it through the prism of my thoughts and onto paper or the laptop, and just taking life in, which is weirdly unusual for me. And it's like, I don't know what to do with myself. I've noticed that ideas are still trying to turn up, because I'm thinking, when I get the urge to do an idea, I just go, shove it down, go away, let it come back some other day. But instead, they're trying to disguise themselves and Trojan horse themselves as opinions. Ideas are trying to come out as opinions now. I find myself wanting to write comments under Facebook posts and shit. I'm going, no, I see that. You're trying to disguise an idea as an opinion. Or vice versa. I know what you're doing, Darby Brain. I know that for me, relaxing is the hardest work of creativity. I think I've talked about it before. It really is, like, for artists and creators, the best stuff happens when you're actually not looking or not seeking something out. Often happens, doesn't always happen, but yeah, it comes sideways, crawling into your vision, not when you're trying to grasp at shit. So I know that I'm doing myself a service by resting the creative muscle. Theoretically, I'm doing myself a service, but my brain's trying to tell me, no, fucking exhaust it, Darby. Come on, there's more. You've got more. So in a way, I'm thankful that I've been writing shit for so long, that I've got all this backup material that I can just stoke the stupid fire of the algorithm, schedule a bunch of posts and sit back and actually finally take a break from my brain. Just do, make it just... enjoy life. And I'm hoping by resting, I don't turn what I love doing, like, it reminds me that it's not a job, that it's a beautiful hobby that sometimes, like, I'm able to pay the bills with. As soon as I feel like I'm paying the bills with something, I feel like it's a job. And I know that writer's block happens, but bill block doesn't. Bills always turn up. They don't get writer's block. I wish bills had writer's block. Stupid bills. Bad brain. But I feel like you almost got to do that in life. Like, you've got to almost take a free fall. And for me, it's kind of scary not writing every day. I feel like part of me, I'm going to forget, because I don't feel like I don't own my ideas. I don't own my creativity. It's not something that I feel is part of me, and it loves to remind me that I don't own it often. And so part of me is scared just letting it go for a few weeks. Yeah, it's a weird leap of faith that I've got to take, or that I'm currently in the middle of taking. Even my identity, on some level, in a really fucked up kind of way, is very attached to the fact that I love ideas, and people know me from my ideas as well. And that's also a weird, scary thing of letting go and just being a person without any costume or identity of shit that I do. I remember thinking maybe a year ago, and sometimes I'd still do, I think, if all of social media was suddenly taken away, who would I be? And the other part of me goes, thank God, it'd be a fucking relief. You'd actually be a human and stop stop with this bullshit, constant creativity bullshit. I think even Nick Cave said not long ago how he dedicated his life for 30 straight years to his art, to the point he thought he was such a genius, and that's all he did. And he'd turn up to his desk every day until his two kids died, and it gave him a massive perspective that this crazy, single-minded, focused dedication to his art was the most disgustingly self-indulgent twaddle. And sometimes I go, I'm scared of going, yeah, I do fall into that category as well, often. And it's sure it's a form of self-entertainment and stuff, but yeah, weirdly trying to let go of it. I'm still trying to, like, I'm even making this fucking podcast. There's like part of creativity as well, like making shit. But I'm trying to make a podcast every at least once a week. That's the that's my little stupid train track brain that I know that I've got to dedicate. I've got to make a podcast once a week, otherwise I'll feel the world will fall apart, which is the most ridiculous thing, but I'm sticking to that. Yeah, like I said in an episode or two ago, I scheduled a bunch of posts so I don't have to continuously post over the next few weeks and the last week or so. Yeah, pulling away from the phone and constantly this stimulation thing. I don't know what I'm going to replace it with. Actual just being a person. Who is a person? Who is a person when I'm not doing creativity? Who's the person that Darby is? I actually don't know. I'm buried so beneath these stupid layers of just constantly making stuff to the point of nothingness. This doesn't need to be on this podcast. Maybe I'll leave it on. Simon Garfunkel saying in one of their lyrics something about a man with his poetry to protect him. I'm a rock, I'm an island. And yeah, my poetry does protect me, and it's kind of fucked that's my only dumbass armor. It's like, if I didn't have it, yeah. Oh shit, I'm talking myself into an existential hole. I'm going to end this podcast here before I get any more dumb. If you'd like to leave a review for my podcast, I'd love it if you left it on wherever you're listening to it, on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever. Ta-ra.